looking for their 24th win of the season, a chance to be able to have the most wins of an expansion franchise in the D-League. Bulls looking to do that here tonight as they take on the 28-21 Red Claws of Maine. Again, good evening alongside Reginald Royal and Landon Woodards. I'm Julio Rousseau. Chris Rouse will be with us as well for sideline duties. Evan McLean spinning the dials to my right as our on-site producer. Should be an interesting night of basketball as the Bulls take on the Red Claws, as the Bulls had their winning streak snap the other night against Raptors 905-98-95, the final score in Ontario. As we'll step aside momentarily for the national anthem. Thomas Walkup is singing the national anthem.
Chicago Symphony Orchestra, mezzo-soprano, and 10-year-old singer of the Chicago Children's Choir. Please welcome Nicole and Olivia Roman.
Phenomenal singing. Nice rendition of the national anthem. I wish I had a singing voice like we heard from one of those great lyric opera singers.
Mother and daughter there, huh?
I'm not sure if they're a mother and daughter. Can't confirm that, but that was a good duo, no doubt about it. Bulls taking on the Red Claws tonight. Again, the Bulls are 23-26 on the season. Maine 28-21 on the season. Maine, with a victory yesterday, sealed their third straight Atlantic Division title. They're in the playoffs once again. And let's give you the starting lineups for Scott Morrison's Maine Red Claws. Arthur Edwards, Gushan Yabusele, Jordan Mickey, Cameron Ayers, and Demetrius Jackson. Jackson, Ayers, Mickey, Yabusele, and Edwards, the starting five for the Maine Red Claws for the Windy City Bulls, led by head coach Nate Lenzer, Duye Dukin, Alfonso McKinney, Alec Brown, Wesley Saunders, and John Octius. Octius, Saunders, Brown, McKinney, and Dukin round out the starting five for the final game of the regular season in this inaugural season for the Windy City Bulls. Reginald Royal. Final game, final regular season game in the inaugural year. Overall, your thoughts on this first year for the Windy City Bulls?
Well, I think they did pretty good their first year, you know. We got a lot of players in and out coming from different parts of the league. But I think next year they're going to really hit it off. And don't forget, Coach got a championship with the championship for the rookies this year. So they did pretty good.
Your thoughts landed first year for the Windy City Bulls?
You know, actually, I believe that this has been a great season. They've dealt with a lot of challenges. Different players, as Reggie mentioned, different players coming in and out. Injuries, of course. With that being said, but one of the things I noticed that they started to find their groove middle ways during the season. And moving forward, I'm sure this is going to be a good ball team. And I'm really proud of what they were able to do. Hopefully they're not going to end up 500, but maybe they can get close to being 500 with the win tonight. But overall, we've had pretty good guard play. Alec Brown has played good in the middle, being able to be a stretch center to hit the three. Alfonso McKinney has been consistent throughout the season, as well as Wesley Saunders. So, you know, it's been good by the Windy City Bulls.
Biggest key to victory tonight for the Windy City Bulls, Reggie?
Defense, no baseline, hit the open shot, and shooting the paint.
I say staying out of foul trouble. If Alec Brown can stay on the floor and not be in foul trouble, I think it would be one of the keys to the Bulls, as well as containing the three-point line and defending that well.
Alec Brown, 27 points in 37 minutes of play, was a rebound shy of the double-double in the Bulls' loss to Raptors 905-98-95. A very close game. Bulls lost the fourth quarter by 3, 26-23. Looking at that first quarter, though, it was a struggling first quarter for the Bulls. They lost it, but they were outscored 24-19. But a good night. Alec Brown, 5-10 from beyond the arc. And you mentioned the foul trouble. Alec only had 3 personal fouls in the loss the other night. 27 points, as you mentioned, Landon. He stays out of foul trouble. The Bulls have a good chance of winning.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He like I said, he can stretch the floor, and then he's a good passer as well. And so if he sees somebody cutting, he can hit them for the assist. So let's see if they can continue on with that process tonight. The guys are ready to go, and I think they're going to win tonight just to close it out on a positive note. And
they're all, get him, McKinney.
They're all shaking their head. Come on, Landy, Reggie can't just blur it out like that.
Close the show. Close the show.
McKinney, come on, Reg. It should be a really interesting night of hoops. I'm excited about the matchup. Alec Brown, not as physical as a center power forward. He's taking on the 16th overall pick in the 2016 draft, and Gushan Yabusele, 6'8", 6'9", but he's a powerful force. Should be a real interesting matchup throughout the course of the evening. Bulls in their home white uniforms, red lettering. Maine in their traveling red uniforms with white lettering on the numbers, green outer lettering on the Maine jersey. As the Bulls win the opening toss, they're going right to left on your dial. Wesley Saunders, Duguay Duke at top of the three, catch and shoot three, in and out, no good, hit the front of the iron, off the backboard, and into the hands of Arthur Edwards. Edwards gives it to the point guard, Demetrius Jackson, who quickly gives it to Yabusele. In the left paint, and an easy hook shot. Jordan Mickey in the paint, Rich.
That was a very nice shot, very nice shot. We got to play a little bit tighter D, so to keep that from happening.
Wesley Saunders dribbling left to right down the floor. Wesley Saunders landing off the glass for two.
You know, Wesley Saunders has been attacking pretty much the last eight all season, and he's going to continue to attack this Maine Claws red team.
Driving down the paint, the runner, the right-hand runner for Jordan Mickey. And Mickey has all 4 points for the Red Claws. They're up by 2, 4-2 early going here in the first quarter. Wesley Saunders received the cross-court pass from Alec Brown. Now gives it to Alfonso McKinney, driving down the right corner into the paint and miss an easy layup. And here come the Red Claws on the fast break. A scoop pass by Jackson, and they're swinging the ball now around. Mickey drives, another runner. It's good.
Mickey has the offensive ability in the paint, and we can see that he's going to continue to attack whoever's guarding him, whether it's Alec Brown or Alfonso McKinney. He's going to attack them.
Mickey 6, Bulls 2. 90 seconds gone by here in the first. We get a whistle, and a 3-second violation is called. That's going to be on Maine, I believe. It will be on Maine. It's a technical foul, a 3-second violation called on the young fella, 24, Gershon Yabusele.
You know,
John Octius at the line for the technical free throw, and it converts. The Bulls will get the ball down 6-3.
Julio, that's like the first 3-second call I've heard or seen the last 4 or 5 games.
Really? There are several of them called, I want to say, in the last home game against Erie. Certainly seen the officials call that more often. I've seen more traveling violation calls as well here in the D-League. Wesley Saunders called on the travel. 10:09 to go in the first, and the Red Claws lead 6-3 as Mickey inbounds it to Demetrius Jackson. Quickly gives it back to Mickey and into the hands of Yabusele. Crossover. Edwards with the alley-oop book out below and with some authority showing some muscle,
yes,
on that. Jordan Mickey, 8-3, Jordan Mickey.
Yeah, Jordan Mickey is really imposing his will tonight on the Windy City Bulls.
Firing a catch-and-shoot three. Alfonso McKinney, no good. Nice rebound, Alec Brown. Resets the shot clock to 14 for the Bulls. Wesley Saunders driving down, but the putback dunk is good. Alfonso McKinney.
Oh, Alfonso McKinney is getting those guys back for Mickey dunking on the Windy City Bulls last play down.
Behind the back pass, Mickey's going to fire a three, and why not? He scored all 8 points. He now has 11. Mickey 11, Bulls 5, Reggie.
McKinney made up for that crib that he blew the last time. He was hungry for that dunk. Beautiful job done.
9:05 to go here in the first. Saunders lost the dribble, gives it to Duye Dukin at the right wing. Duque driving 8 on the shot clock. We get a whistle. A loose ball foul will be called. And the foul is going to be assessed. Number 15, Cameron Ayers, his first. And the first team foul. 6-point lead for the Red Claws. And it's been the Jordan Mickey show. The first 3 minutes of the ball game, Mickey all 11 points as the Bulls inbound it to John Octius towards the top of the key. Pivots and spins away from a defender. Wesley Saunders feeds into the post. Alec Brown, a whistle. Brown with the dunk attempt. It's no good. He's fouled and will shoot 2 free throws.
You know, that's a good. We want to see Alec Brown being aggressive. You want to see him attacking the rim. And that was great. A good way to start out the game. But making a point about Mickey, on the defensive side, the Windy City Bulls need to make a switch. They should put Alfonso McKinney on Mickey.
Brown misses the first free throw.
Because Mickey has been just terrorizing the Windy City Bulls thus far. So one of the things they really need to focus on is not letting Mickey get these easy shots as such as he's been getting thus far.
Alec Brown, an 81% free throw shooter. He makes the second, and the Bulls trail by 5. 11-6 our score. Early going here in the first quarter. Jackson, dribble drive. Out to Mickey. Why not? Another catch and shoot three. Rims out, no good. Alfonso McKinney tried to get the rebound. The reverse layup putback is good for the, he's known as the Dancing Bear, Gershon Yabusele.
Yabusele, he finally got on the board in this first quarter, but it's been the Mickey show.
Saunders crossover driving down the baseline, driving down the paint left side, gets the layup to roll through, and the Bulls trail 13-8 with 8:10 to go here in the opening quarter.
Well, one of the things we see tonight is that Wesley Saunders is being more aggressive. He's attacking. He's looking to be more of a scorer tonight as well as a assist.
Yabusele drives, right-hand sort of off-balance hook shot, doesn't convert, but he is fouled, and he will head to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be assessed to, I believe Alfonso McKinney is going to be charged with the foul, his first. Gershon Yabusele, known as the Dancing Bear, spent the season in China, played hoops in Shanghai. The Shanghai Sharks makes the first free throw, played with Jimmer Fredette, had a cup of coffee with the Bulls. But Reggie, one of the things I've noticed throughout the season, a lot of D-League players go out, play in Europe, get some playing time, and they come back to the States, go to the D-League. A lot of these guys are determined to play basketball here in the NBA ranks.
Well, that's the way you have to do it sometimes. You can't get it at home. You have to go overseas. And wherever you can play, you play. And as long as you can get it done, that's all that matters.
Second free throw good for Yabusele. 15-8 is the score. Under 8 to play opening quarter. Red Claws with the lead. A near steal on the pass to Wesley Saunders. He gives it to Octius, who pump fake. Now Fonzo McKitty, Duye Dukan, right wing. Pump fake now drives. Contact was made on Dukan, but no foul was called, and the Red Claws have it.
Yeah, it looked like Duye was fouled on that shot.
Edwards with the pump fake, feeds it in the post, and the hook shot. Oh, it doesn't convert. Rebound, Yabusele with a quick no-look pass to Jordan Mickey, and Wesley Saunders pickpockets. Mickey gives it to Alec Brown, strong right-hand jam. He's fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line.
Awesome stuff. We see tonight that Alec Brown is playing aggressively, and that's what the Windy City Bulls need. And we also see Wesley Saunders attacking the rim in the paint. We need the Windy City Bulls need somebody to really be aggressive to put them in foul trouble, meaning the main Red Claws.
Scott Morrison, the head coach, there's a free throw. It's good. Three-point play converted by Alec Brown. Red Claws head coach Scott Morrison signaling to the officials, gave the traveling motion. He wanted the call on Brown, didn't get it. Jackson fires a three. It's off the mark, no good. Fight for the loose ball. It goes into the hands of Wesley Saunders. Saunders to Octius. Off balance, layup no good. Rebound, Alfonso McKinney. And the putback is good off the glass. Alfonso McKinney and the Bulls trail by two, 15-13. Williams lost the dribble, gives it to Mickey. At the top of the key, now driving down the paint. Mickey gets the layup. What a soft touch, Jordan Mickey, Reggie.
He's got to get some help in the paint, though. He's bullying his way in. He's got to get some help in the paint, though.
Four-point lead for the Red Claws, 17-13. Fonzo McKinney open, look for three. Hits the front of the iron. Loose ball, nice tip by Alec Brown. Back into the hands of Fonzo McKinney. Duye Dukan down the paint, right side. The floater is good. Duye Dukan and the Bulls back down to two. 17-15, under 6.5 to play. Whoa. Opening quarter. Jackson at the right corner. Drives. Open man, left corner, three. It's good. Ring it up. Arthur Edwards from downtown, 5-point lead.
You know, the Windy City Bulls definitely have to bring some meat in to defend Mickey, and Lowry the third would be a good addition on the court.
Bulls call a timeout, and Nate Lenzer calls a full timeout with 6:04 to go in the first. Bulls trail by 5, 20-15. We're back after this. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry.
I'm Thomas Walkup of your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
6:04 to go, first quarter. Bulls trail by 5 over the main Red Claws. 20-15. Sideline report time. Let's check in on the Windy City Bulls. Here's Bill Downing.
Head coach Nate Lenzer said during that break, stop giving up second chances, and he wants to get Wesley Saunders more involved and get his offense going. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Bill. Maine in the first few moments of the ball game, 8 of 11 from the field, 72%. The Bulls, 6 of 13 from the floor at 42%. Cartier Martin, David Lowry III, Thomas Walkup, and Farrakhan Hall into the lineup for the Bulls. And just like that, Cartier Martin gets the shooter's touch off the left baseline. Little fadeaway jumper converts, and the Bulls trail by 3, 20-17, with 5:40 to go in the first. Harris has it. Josh Higgins, for the Red Claws. Mickey again from the right wing. It's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Thomas Walker. Bonzo McKinney. Wesley Saunders has it. Saunders crossover towards the right corner. And Thomas Walker driving down the paint. Swinging it out, Cartier Martin, the three with 7 on the shot clock. It's no good. Trying to go for a behind-the-back rebound. David Lowry was unsuccessful. Into the hands of Jordan Mickey. Mickey out to Josh Higgins, who will take a step back. He's guarded by Walkup, and he's calling for a screen. Now a little double team being applied by the Bulls. Mickey has it. Under 5 to play in the first. 8 on the shot clock. Mickey spins, guarded by Farrakhan Hall. The little layup, front of the rim. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by David Lowry, the 30, going coast to coast. David Lowry got the rebound, driving down the paint, and converts. He'll head to the free throw line. He's fouled. A chance for the Bulls to tie the game, trailing by a point, Reggie.
The Red Claws had a player backcourt. Walkup should have walked up on that number 7 there and put pressure on him instead of standing there. Like, you got to play a little bit more pressure.
David Lowry missed the three-point play. Strong rebound by Jordan Mickey, and the Bulls trailing by a point. David Lowry was inactive the other night in the loss against 905. Good to see him back into Nate Lenzer's rotation. Swinging the ball around are the Red Claws. Higgins, fadeaway jumper, right baseline. It's no good. Rebound, a strong rebound. Cartier Martin, quick dump off pass to Wesley Saunders. No look, David Lowry. Another no look, cross court to Martin. Firing a three with 20 on the shot clock. It's no good. Into the hands of the crafty veteran, Dallas Lauderdale. Fast break. Higgins, right corner, three, it's good. Ring it up. Karan Williams from downtown.
The Windy City Bulls have to be conscious of that three-point open shot. You can't give a guy an open three-point shot. Oh.
Lowry firing a catch-and-shoot three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by the Red Claws. Higgins, the point guard, with a white headband. Dribbling down the floor, takes a step back towards the top of the key and feeds it into the hands of Malcolm Miller. Miller driving, a little off-balance layup. It's good. Made a little bit of contact with Cartier Martin. And then took a step back for the jumper. 25-19, Bulls trailing.
Well, Julio, one of the things the Bulls are doing good is that they put some muscle on the court.
We get a whistle. Foul's going to be called. Foul on the Red Claws, Reg. What should be landed?
Well, with them adding David Lowry and Cartier Martin and Farrakhan Hall, it gives them a little more muscle as well as a little more athleticism. And that's something that the Windy City Bulls needed because the Bulls. Mickey was really getting loose on the Bulls there.
Bulls off the inbound. Cartier Martin bounce pass to Farrakhan Hall. Hall in the post. Towards the right elbow, and a traveling violation's call, far to the chagrin, Reggie, of Farrakhan Hall.
I totally agree. That didn't look like a travel to me. But just keep up the aggressive like you do. Just keep banging. Keep banging. We're doing all right.
3:12 to go here in the first. Higgins, a crossover with his right-hand dribble, gives it to Williams, back to Higgins. Higgins dribbling right hand. They swing the ball around, do the Red Claws. Left corner. Ayers back to Higgins, who fires a three. A little extra pump there. Josh Higgins from downtown. 28-19. Red Claws with the lead. Martin firing a three. That's no good. And the Bulls trailing from beyond the arc. They're now 0 of 7 from three-point range. Williams a catch and shoot for three. That's too strong. David Lowry gets the rebound. Pardon me, 0 for 6 are the Bulls from beyond the arc. Walkup, three of his own, and the Bulls Reggie are just cold from beyond the arc.
I think the Bulls need a timeout coming up because too many free shots are going off from the Red Claws.
It seems like they're rushing their shot as well, Reg, that I noticed. The Windy City Bulls are taking quick shots, quick three attempts at that.
In the elbow, left elbow, Dallas Lauderdale, a little post on Farrakhan Hall, missed the right-handed hook shot. Oh, nice bounce pass from David Lowry. It was intended for Farrakhan Hall, but the pass was between two defenders, stolen away by Miller. And Scott Morrison, the head coach for the Red Claws, calls a timeout. Full timeout with a minute 53 to go in the first quarter of play. Bulls trail 28-19. We're back after this. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
This is Farrakhan Hall, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Get your hands on Chili's hand-battered chicken crispers, made with 100% all-natural white meat chicken, handcrafted in six bold flavors for the ultimate combination of taste and crunch. Savor the flavor of signature honey chipotle, new buffalo bayou, and new Fury Pepper, or try a twist on the favorite with the new Honey Chipotle Crispers and Waffles. Mm, that sounds delicious. Sweet and hot crispers on top of new Belgian waffles. Now at Chili's, chillin' since 75. Minute 53 to go here in the first, and the Bulls trail 28-19. The Bulls are cold, ice cold from beyond the arc. 0 of 7 from downtown. They're just 8 of 20. From the field, as the Red Claws have possession coming out of the timeout, and Yabusele, the dancing bear, nonchalantly converts from downtown. The big guy, Reggie Landon's like, I can do this all the time.
Yeah, he absolutely did. He did it like it's no big deal, very easy, like you weren't expecting him to shoot it.
Right, exactly. 31-19, 80 seconds to go in the quarter. Farrakhan Hall, pump fair, little fadeaway right in front of the high post. It's no good. And here come the Red Claws, fast break, dribbling behind the back. Demetrius Jackson, we get a whistle and a traveling violation's called on Gushan Yabusele, who looked towards the heavens, the big Frenchman. And I mean big, 6'8". They say 240. That's being generous.
He looks about 260-something, right?
He looks like a tight end.
Yes, like he plays football.
Yeah, like he could play for the Maine Bears, the collegiate program.
A big guy, though.
Up in Bangor, Maine. Anyway, he's big. Thomas Walkup pass was deflected by Demetrius Jackson, and it goes out of bounds right in front of us here at the scores table.
And it seems like Yabusele, this guy, he's set to shoot the three as he's camping out around the three-point line. So he's very comfortable out there.
Thomas Walkup dribbling down to David Lowry, dribbling down the high post into the right baseline. David Lowry, the third for two, and he has 4 points on the night, 10-point lead for the Maine Red Claws, 31-21. Jackson, couple of dribbles, fires the jumper well off the mark right side and into the hands of Cartier Martin. Thomas Walkup has it. 35 seconds left in the game clock. Cartier Martin, left wing, driving down the baseline. Nice job, Cartier Martin, Reggie.
Well, you can see the difference now. The Bulls are starting to keep their heads up when they shoot the ball. The past three shots, their heads were down. You got to keep your head up on the shot. Make it easy for yourself.
Well, one of the things, the Windy City Bulls have been rushing a lot of shots, though, too. I think they need to take their time and kind of slow down to really get a better shot this evening.
Game clock to shot clock, about a five-second differential. 10 on the shot clock, 14 on the game clock. Jackson dribbling. Left-hand dribble, now dribbling right, driving down with three on the shot clock, now spins down the baseline, one on the shot clock, puts up the reverse layup with one on the shot clock, it's no good. Thomas Walkup rebound. David Lowry, the third, up and under at the buzzer, it's no good. Bulls were hustling down the lane. They get a shot off before the end of the quarter, it's no good. And after one quarter of play, Bulls trail the Red Claws 31-23. We'll take a break. We're back in just a few. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
I mean, like you said, the roster been changing this whole season, but just all the guys that came through this program, that we all kind of helped each other make a way, whether it's passing them the ball when they open, or they passing me the ball when I'm open, or just little stuff like that. But I think we all kind of impacted each other's game, man. Great group of guys, everybody that came through this program, especially the guys that been here since training camp.
Welcome back as we get set to start the second quarter of play. Bulls trail 31-23. That was Alfonso McKinney you heard coming out of the break. Time for a sideline report. Let's check in on the main Red Claws. Here's Michael Walton.
And yes, main Red Claws head coach Scott Morrison said he didn't feel his team was being out-hustled. He just felt simply they weren't getting enough of those long rebounds that come from three-point shots. He also felt his team really needed to dedicate themselves to getting back in transition, and they have heading into the second quarter. Back to you guys.
Oh, my goodness, the big fella at 6'8", acting like a point guard, going from the left corner, dribbling down the lane, up and under is the big 6'8" forward, Gershon Yabusele, 33-23, Claws with the lead. On the other end of the floor, Cartier Martin, top of the key, wide open three is good, he converts. 33-26 as we get started with the second quarter of play. Julio Ralseo alongside Reginald Royald, Landon Woodards here courtside. The final game of the regular season for the Windy City Bulls. Ashawn Dixon Tatum fadeaway jumper off the left low post. It's good. 35-26, Red Claws with the lead. Thomas Walkup has it. Dribbled in front of the top of the key, now took a step back. Dribbling left, drives. Cross-court pass, Alfonso McKinney caught the ball. Planted his foot, fires a three from the right wing. It's no good. Yabusele with the rebound. Yabusele dribbling like a point guard, drives, pivots, takes a step left, converts, Reggie.
Well, like we said at the beginning of the game, what can the Bulls do to win? Got to keep him off the baseline. Got to keep him out of the paint.
So nimble, the big man, Yabusele. David Lowry the third, the floater. It doesn't convert. Fighting for the rebound was Alfonso McKinney and Arthur Edwards. Last touch by Alfonso McKinney. It's Maine basketball.
This Maine, Yabusele, this guy, he's amazing when you see him be able to put the ball on the floor and make moves going to the rim. Unexpected to see a guy that big with that much weight on him move as well as he does. It's somebody that the Windy City Bulls need to keep their eyes on this game.
Speak of the devil, Yabusele has it, dribbles, now takes a step back right in front of the high post. Edwards dribbling right with one on the shot clock, and a nice jumper off the right wing. 39-26, Maine growing to their largest lead of the night. They're matching the largest lead at 12. Just under 9.5 to play here in the first half. Cartier-Martin with 8 on the shot clock, drives, he's blocked, he's fouled. And we'll shoot 2 free throws. Cartier-Martin with 4 points in this ball game will shoot free throws. Bulls 3 of 5 early on, 60% from 3-point range.
Julio, you see how this team is first in their division because they can rest players and still they have players that come in that doesn't start and be very productive with a Jordan Mickey scoring 13 points already. Before the half. And
Martin then makes the first free throw.
And then you have Gershon Yabusele, who is just starting to impose his will. A big man that can dribble, who can get into the lane, who can pass. He's doing it all for this team at this point with Jordan Mickey being on the bench. So,
second free throw on the way for Martin, converts. He had 8 points in the loss to the 905. Few nights ago. 39-28 is our score. Jackson drives and no one in front of him there, Reggie, as Jackson will shimmy down the paint.
There was a mix-up. There was a total mix-up with the Bulls on the defensive end right there. That's how that happened.
John Octius bounce pass to David Lowry in the left post. Lowry posting up, spins, goes open under, nice reverse layup by David Lowry the third.
David Lowry has to stay aggressive, but one of the things Windy City Bulls need to try to get as many points on the board as they can because the Yabusele is making baskets. Now Mickey will be checking back into the game, and this guy has been on fire since he's been on the court.
3 no good for Cameron Ayers. Bulls have it in transition. Cartier-Martin out to John Octius, feeding it to David Lowry, who was in the paint, now dribbling back, firing a 3 was Duye Dukin. That's short off the mark. And the rebound controlled by the Red Claws. Edwards in the left corner. 3-point attempt is good. And the big fella, Gershon Yabusele from downtown. Yabusele with 14 points, leads all scorers tonight. Made his D-League debut just yesterday and making a big impact in the past 2 games for the Red Claws. David Lowry III on the Bulls' end of the floor converts from downtown. And that's the Bulls' 2nd 3-pointer of the night compared to Maine, who are 6-9 from downtown at 66%. Jackson's 3 well off the mark. Jackson tried to make a little self-contact to draw the foul. Duye Dukin rejected by Dixon Tatum. Fast break. Edwards with authority. Sky high right-hand dunk.
The Windy City Bulls have to play better transition defense basketball because they're getting lost in transition. They're giving up open shots.
Nate Lenzer calls a timeout with 7:26 to go. First half, Red Claws 46, Bulls 33. We'll take a break. Back after this, you're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey.
It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
7:26 to go here in the half, 46-33, Bulls trail. The Maine Red Claws spoke at the start of our broadcast alongside Reginald Royal, Landon Waters, and Evan McLean spinning the dials here courtside. I'm Julio Rousseau. Reggie, you mentioned this about the Bulls and developing players. Jarrell Eddy, who they acquired midseason in a trade with Austin, signed a 10-day contract March 19th with the Suns. A few days ago on the 29th, Jarrell Eddy signed his second 10-day contract with the Phoenix Suns. So congratulations, Jarrell Eddy. Spencer Dinwiddie, another member of the Windy City Bulls earlier in the season, now plays with the Brooklyn Nets. But it's a great story for Jarrell Eddy picking up his second 10-day contract in the league.
Absolutely. And hopefully we can get some more of these guys out of the Windy City Bulls to get the same thing for next season.
Bulls inbound. Again, they're going right to left. Alec Brown, his first three-pointer attempt of the night. That's no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dallas Lauderdale. Red Claws going right to left in their red jerseys. Swinging the ball around into the left wing. Edwards to Williams, firing a three. That's well off the mark and into the hands of Alfonso McKinney with a quick high pass to John Octius. Octius dribbling from behind. Left-hand dribble now. Left wing into the paint. David Lowry, the third, the spin, missed the layup. Like the attempt, but you gotta finish. Alec Brown was fighting for the loose ball. We get a foul on the floor, and a foul is gonna be assessed to Arthur Edwards. But you gotta convert in the paint. With that good look.
Absolutely, but there was some contact on the play, and I think that caused him to miss as well. But nevertheless, you have to go strong when you're a big man like that. Go up and dunk the ball with some authority.
Saunders off the inbounds pass, last second pass to David Lowry, the third from the left corner, converts from downtown.
He makes up and just shoots a three.
Just the third three-pointer tonight for the Bulls. 3 of 14, 21%. They are struggling. Edwards' pass intended for Lauderdale, stolen away by Alec Brown. Bulls have it. They'll slow the pace. Octius dribble drive in the left paint and lobs a pass to Wesley Saunders in the left wing. Now driving down the paint. Saunders leaning in with a right-hand layup. He's fouled and heads to the free throw line. Made contact with that soft padding underneath the rim. Mm-hmm. Wesley Saunders to the charity stripe, Reggie.
That's exactly what we need to do. Go to the paint, so you're going to draw the foul. Now we're at the free throw. The Bulls are at the free throw line now. So just keep moving just like it will be fine.
Saunders makes the first. He's an 80% free throw shooter on the season. 38 minutes against the 905 in Ontario a few nights ago. He had 13 points. 13, 13, 14 the last three games for Wesley Saunders. He makes the second free throw, and the Bulls trail 46-38. Under 6 minutes to play. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, David Lowry, the third. The three-point, failed three-point attempt by Malcolm Miller. Alfonso McKinney drives, loses the basketball, goes out of bounds. And the Bulls will keep possession with 16 on the shot clock.
The Windy City Bulls on defense with this group on the floor, they need to pay special attention to Jordan Mickey. Do not let him get in his comfort zone. Try not to let him catch the ball because he's been really hurting the Windy City Bulls tonight.
Lowry with the lob pass to John Octius. He fires a three. Step back three. John Octius is good. And the Bulls trail by five. Just over five to play here in the first half. 46-41. Across the timeline, Higgins guarded by Octius. Goes around the screen. Lobs it to Mickey at the top of the key. And Mickey travels. Tried to stutter step right. Maybe picked up his left foot while doing so and traveled.
Yes, he did. He definitely traveled. But I like the transition that the Bulls are having now. They're not getting picked up anymore on that double team that pick. Akia stepped up good.
Well, one of the things I do like the fact that the Windy City Bulls did knock down a three. But don't get happy with the three. They've gotten two lately. But stay attacking the rim. Get Maine Red Claws in foul trouble if all possible.
Octius feeds it into the left paint to David Lowry. Lowry pump fakes, pivots to the right, missed the layup. Rebound, Jordan Mickey.
Right idea, but David Lowry III needs to be a little stronger in that box. While you got Mickey on you, try to get him in foul trouble. Attack him. Make him work on the opposite side.
Williams, right corner. The three is no good for Jordan Mickey. And the rebound controlled by Alfonso McKinney with a quick pass to John Octius. Bulls going right to left, 4:30 to go in the half. Nice, strong, high percentage jumper, good. From the right corner, Alfonso McKinney and Scott Morrison, the Maine Red Claws head coach, calls a timeout. 4:24 to go in the half. It's a full timeout. Bulls trail by three, 46-43. We're back after this. You're listening to Bulls Basketball on SportstownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
This is Alfonso McKinney, and you're listening to SportstownChicago.com, home of your Windy City Bulls.
Bulls are outscoring the Red Claws by five in the second quarter, 20-15. Trail by three, 46-43 with 4:20 to go, second quarter. Let's check in on the Windy City Bulls. Here's Bill Downing.
Head coach Nate Lenzer said they have to contest shots. Don't panic. Play smarter basketball. They're getting the stops they need, but now the scoring is going away. They have to get back into the scoring column here soon. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Bill Downing, giving us reports throughout the evening on the Windy City Bulls. Michael Walton will feed us reports from the Maine Red Claw bench throughout the evening. Mickey tried to feed it to Yabusele. Pass went off Yabusele's chest into the hands of Mickey, who fired a three-pointer, and that was off the mark, and the Bulls have it as we hit the four-minute mark of the first half. David Lowry III, who's guarded by Abu Saleh, in the left corner. Dribbles and the pass deflected out of bounds. Jackson, Demetrius Jackson, was going to dive right in front of us. And Reggie Landon was going to take care of us.
Hey,
he was going to hold us from that
potential
impact.
Buffer,
yeah, he was going to be our buffer.
No doubt.
I was waiting for you to put your hands up to prevent, you know, especially Reggie. He's the elder statesman.
He didn't want to mess his suit up.
Yeah, he didn't want to mess his beautiful suit up. Very, very true. Wesley Saunders in the paint. Missed the initial layup. Got the rebound. Missed the putback as the shot clock was winding down. Saunders is complaining, hey, I got the rebound.
Right.
The shot clock should have been reset to 14.
Absolutely.
And now, no doubt about it, the officials will review it. They're talking things over now. Charles Watson, Jason Carter, and Jamel Sparman,
yep.
The three officials talking things over.
It looks that way. It looked like the ball hit the rim, Julio, and the shot clock should have been set for 14.
So they're going to ask for 23 on the shot clock. Ball was possessed, they're saying, by Maine when the whistle went off. So it's Maine ball, no shot clock violation. So glad the official explained it to us.
Well, the Windy City Bulls have their hands full at this particular point because
Jackson fires a three. That's short, and it hit the right side of the rim, bounced up, hit the top of the backboard, and went over. It's Bulls basketball. Finish with Doug Landon.
You know, I'm looking at the attackers for Maine Red Claws at this point. And on the court right now, the attackers for that team is Gershon Yabusele, Jordan Mickey, and Demetrius Jackson. So as a defender for the Windy City Bulls, David Lowry III is on Yabusele. Now he's on offensive. Take it away.
Spins David Lowry in the left post, trying to get some separation from Yabusele. In on the shot clock. Missed the initial layup, but the putback is good for Alfonso McKinney. David Lowry just looking at his hands, said, come on, I got to make that shot.
Yes, he has to stay aggressive, guys. He will help. If he stays aggressive, he'll have Yabusele working.
There's Yabusele catch and shoot. Three, nothing but net. Nonchalantly again, sort of like a gunslinger. Put his guns back in the holster.
Absolutely.
And there's an open. Oh, I thought it was going to be an open dunk. But Alfonso McKinney off the Wesley Saunders pass, right corner in the paint. Just a soft landing there, Reg, with the easy layup.
Beautiful job by McKinney. Just need more of it.
Bulls trail by two, 49-47. Jackson separating from a defender. Gives it to Williams, who's driving. Uses elbow for some separation and a bad pass. Little miscommunication between Yabusele and Demetrius Jackson. Went off of, I'd say, the elbow of Yabusele, and it's a backcourt violation. Bulls ball.
You know, Yabusele, he may be a big forward, but he plays like a point forward because he can come out to the top, he can dribble to be so big and strong, and he can get in the lane. That creates a lot of problems for the Windy City Bulls, as well as having Jordan Mickey on the court. Two major problems for the Windy City Bulls.
In the elbow, nice job. Alec Brown left elbow, took a dribble, fadeaway jumper's good. And gentlemen, we've got ourselves a tie ball game at 49 all. The Bulls come back being down 12 to tie the game with two to go in the half. Jackson, couple of dribbles, front of the high post, fadeaway jumper's no good. Saunders with the rebound.
The Bulls are doing a fantastic job. Oh,
jumper no good. John Octius with the air ball into the hands of Yabusele, who has the ball and was going to control the point, but not so fast.
He's playing the point well, though, Julio. To be a big guy, as I stated, he plays the point well to be so big.
Mickey down the right baseline, missed the layup as he was guarded by Alec Brown. Rebound into the hands of Malcolm Miller, and a loose ball foul is going to be charged on John Octius. That's John's first team foul for the Bulls in the last 2 minutes as Thomas Walkup checks in for Octius with 88 seconds to go in the half. Tie ball game. We're tied at 49. And a soft inbounds pass high top of the key to Yabusele. Now Demetrius Jackson has it with 9 on the shot clock. Jackson drives, splits through two defenders. He's fouled, gets continuation, and will shoot two free throws.
They were bailed out on that one there at 49-49. I hope the Bulls can win tonight so we can have Big Macs 3 times in a row.
Someone's hungry here, courtside, I see. Got food on your mind there, Reggie? First free throw on the way for Jackson. Demetrius Jackson converts. Demetrius Jackson, South Bend, Indiana native. He was the 45th overall draft pick in the 2016 draft, a McDonald's All-American. Was a part of the All-American game with Bobby Portis several years back in Chicago. Second free throw good for Jackson.
He's a nice attacker. Jackson, Demetrius Jackson, is good at getting into the lane, creating his own offense as well as setting up others. So, you know, it just makes more pressure on Thomas Walkup to defend him and keep him from making it easy for his teammates.
Claws regain the lead, 51-42. Farrakhan Hall with a minute to go in the half. Shot clock winding down to two. Down to one. Saunders fires a three. Hit the front of the iron. Left side, no good. Shot clock violation on the Bulls and a costly turnover. I'm so surprised with the shot clocks high above the rim while so many players, and this is for both of you, Reggie and Landon, why so many players just lose recognition on the shot clock?
Well, I saw why he lost recognition that time. He had his head down. You know, you got to keep your head up when you're playing this game.
And then, too, with a player really trying to guard you and really putting pressure on you, I think that can throw you off because it can throw off your vision from where you are.
Seeing double vision, maybe, is what you're saying. Airs, drives, behind the back pass to Mickey, high post jumpers, no good. And into the hands of Farrakhan Hall, 40 seconds to go in the half. And the Bulls trail by two. Saunders, yo-yo dribbling. Into the paint, a whistle, an offensive foul is called on Wesley Saunders. A little too much elbow room there for Saunders trying to get separation.
He lost control of the ball. That's what happened. He put his arm up to try to kind of defend himself a little bit. He lost control of the ball.
What I do like the fact that Wesley Saunders being very aggressive. You want him to stay aggressive.
Saunders drives, and the little engine that could, weaving over the 7-foot Alec Brown. Right-hand layup. Gets the left glass kiss.
Yeah, Jackson. That was Demetrius Jackson on that drive. Again, he's an attacker.
2 second differential, shot clock to game clock. Wesley Saunders missed the layup. The scoop will hit the front of the iron. And Scott Morrison barking one shot with 5 seconds to go in the half. Demetrius Jackson drives 2 seconds to go. Jackson driving the reverse layup is good. With 0.2 seconds, Demetrius Jackson. And on the other end, Farrakhan Hall, like a shot putter, almost made a full court shot. It rims off the front of the cylinder.
That almost looked like a frustration heave.
I'd say so. A little oomph.
Yes,
on
sir.
That. Final thoughts as we go into the half, Reggie.
Well, we're going to do a little bit. The Bulls are going to do better on the second half here. 55-49, Maine. Sanders kind of ran out of gas a little bit there toward the end, it looked like to me.
55-49, Bulls trail after one half of basketball. The halftime show is coming up next with Bill Downing and Brett Gogol and Michael Walton. Take a break. Back after this, you're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sport.
I'm Brent Gogol, voice for your Windy City Bulls, and you're listening live to SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm a little offended with that. What are you doing there, Evan? You're hurting my feelings there.
Julio, I'll make you one to end the season.
What am I, jump change?
This is the end of the season. We can record one right now.
Gosh! Halftime here at the Sears Center Arena, 55-49. Maine Red Claws with the lead. Entertaining first half. Gershon Yabusele, 17 points, leads all scorers. After one half of play, let's toss it to the concourse level. Halftime report, here's Bill Downing, Brett Gogol, and Michael Walton. Gentlemen.
And glad to be here for the Windy City Bulls halftime show.